When we published the report, we gathered all of the figures and we worked with over 8,000 young people in 2015, so we were delighted with that. The organisation has 34 affiliated youth clubs and projects all over the county. So primarily they are voluntary-led youth clubs that are ran by volunteers. So they would engage with over 5,000 young people alone within those different clubs. And then the rest of the projects would be based mainly in Letterkenny. So we would work with young people through our youth cafe, through our early school leavers project, through our breakout LGBT project, and through our youth information service.
The annual report, did it find any negative aspects to it or any improvements that can be made for the year ahead?
Well, I suppose when we are collating the work that we have done over the year, we sit down and reflect a wee bit on how the service has been responsive to the needs of young people. And the needs of young people are always changing. So what we found, I suppose, most prominent in 2015 was there was an increasing demand for the one-to-one support that we provide for young people. We have a service called Teen Talk, and it's a very responsive service where young people can come in and avail of our listening ear service. So there would have been an increased demand for that, for young people coming in, I suppose, maybe with issues around anxiety or maybe some relationship issues or maybe exam stress, you know, stuff happening in the family. We have a very responsive service and the young people just come into our drop-in and there's professional staff there, and then they can go on and avail of the service, you know, depending on their needs. So if that's maybe weekly or fortnightly. So we would have had a huge engagement in that service.
In terms of funding within the service, are you adequately funded at present or would you be calling for more funding pumped into the service?
Well, of course, we're always calling for more funding to be pumped into the service. When the recession hit in 2008, we had a gradual decrease in our funding. So our funding was cut by almost 40%. So I suppose as a service, we're very proud of the fact that we're still here, that we're still in existence and that we have continued to grow the service within those recessionary times. So we have, I suppose, applied for funding through lots of different avenues. We always have the core funding coming in from the government with that shortfall, and we've been able to tap that up. We are delighted that from time to time we are chosen as a designated charity from some of the local fundraising efforts. So, for example, in 2015, we were a recipient charity in the Northwest 10K and also the Letterkenny Rotary Tree of Remembrance. We're always delighted when those fundraisers happen. But I think what we're most proud of is that the money that we get in, that we're able to channel that towards whatever local needs are emerging. We're fortunate that we have a very responsive board of directors here, and they're all local people. So any of the decisions that need to be made can be made, I suppose, quite quickly in response to whatever the issues are, you know, the young people are presenting with. So I suppose that's one of the strengths that we have as a youth service. So that if young people are in difficulty or in need, then we can channel our service, you know, to help quickly support those young people.
And going forward now for this year, 2016, are you hoping to have any new plans in the pipeline, or are you hoping to just maintain the service that you already provide?
Well, I suppose we never just maintain. We're always anxious to grow the service that we have to make sure that the programs and the projects that we have in place, you know, are meeting the needs of the young people. We launched a new strategic plan for 2016 and we have aligned that to what are the 5 national outcomes for children. So we have set out our own, I suppose, outputs that we have clearly set out what performance indicators we're going to work towards. So if it is, you know, say for example, some of our new projects, we have the Young Carers project that was established in 2015, and we're going to continue to grow that. The Teen Talk service, for example, that we have relaunched there in 2015, we're going to continue to grow that and to seek extra funding if need be for the services that we have in place. Because we have a quality service provision in place, then we can go back to the funders and say, well, here's an emerging need and we would like to be able to offer additional programs to young people, which is the most important part. It's why we're here.